But Harry Taylor is about to join us online from Geraldton in Western Australia. Now, we've got our first big breaking story of the evening, Mick. We're about to check it out, but we're told Harry might have taken a step down the comeback trail last weekend. Let's see if we can pick up a bit of the commentary.
Player there in Michael Wright. He goes by hand to Harry Taylor. Harry Taylor throws it on his left boot, shoots on goal. And Harry Taylor's got his first.
Full forward area. Players setting themselves. But, gee, he just cherry-picked that one. Big
Harry Taylor. Harry Taylor from 55 metres. Puts it on his left foot. Bang.
Big one then, but he screwed it
around. Oh, good mark, Harry. Again. A nice little chip pass. And he finds Harry Taylor. Good to see him playing in the GNFL. What's he done? He's put it through the middle. He doesn't miss, does Harry? And he's enjoying his sorties forward.
Well, local commentary. Harry allegedly playing for Northampton last week, the two-time Geelong Premiership player, twice All-Australian, 280 games with the Cats. And is he now stepping out with Northampton, Harry? What's going on?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. No, I did. I played my first game last week. That's where it all started for me at the Northampton Football Club. And, thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a Friday night game. Obviously not quite the build-up like there would be tonight, but certainly loved the experience. Good to get out there and have a run around and actually played a little bit through the midfield so I didn't have to be accountable, which I quite enjoyed.
Oh, Harry. It's Jimmy here.
Sorry, Jim.
No, that's all right. That's why I just got out of the midfield. I copped it from the back six a lot of times, but you're still fit enough to run around. Was it ever contemplated at the end of last season? I know you retired after the grand final, but was there ever a moment where you thought, I could push it for one more year because your body's always been in great shape?
Yeah, it's sort of funny. Since retiring, there's some days I wake up and, still wish I was part of the action at the elite level. Certainly, nights like tonight, it'd be great to be out there and part of it. Particularly those close games last week was a great example. I just sort of love those moments. But there's other days when I wake up and, very, very content that that's it for me and that I had a great career and tried to make the most of every opportunity I had.
And you moved straight back home. Was that always the plan? I know during the middle of your career, West Coast and Freo had come knocking on the door. How close during your career were you to think, maybe I could go back home a little bit earlier?
Yeah, so 2013, had a pretty good year. And I was at a coming out of contract, and that's probably the only time where we thought about potentially coming back to WA. We had our kids starting school. It was sort of a matter of whether we, start school in Geelong and set up our life there for a while or whether we sort of start from scratch back in WA. But, never really got to a point where it was talked figures or anything like that. It was purely just a matter of whether we'd stay or whether we'd go. And I sort of found it very difficult to leave what was, just a fantastic environment, Geelong, great people, great culture. And although the grass could be greener on the other side, I certainly was pretty happy with the green grass I was under.
Hey, Jimmy, Harry, thanks for joining us. I want to ask you about the 2019 prelim where you had the Tigers on toast at halftime and the grand final last year where you were well in control. Is there any similarities between those two games of why you weren't able to see it through and beat them in those two games? Is there something in particular where they get you and have had the wood over you?
Yeah, it's a great question. Something that, in reflection, I've certainly spent a bit of time thinking about. You tend to remember the losses, unfortunately, a bit better than the wins sometimes. And there's a few games which I wish I could go back and have another go at. Those certainly are two examples. Probably the only thing that stands out is just our ability under the ultimate sort of pressure in those games to not have something we could sort of, use, a bit of a lever to pull. It always is nice when you've sort of got the momentum and you've got something to chase. But maybe we weren't quite as good when we were in front, had had the lead, had the ability to control the game. Would have been nice to potentially develop another lever we could pull in that situation.
Harry, we've been having a bit of a discussion here about the dynasty teams over the last 25 years or so. And, of course, you played in one with Jimmy Bartel at Geelong. There was Hawthorn. Richmond doing it now and Brisbane in the early 2000s. Could you, if you maybe want to take Geelong out of it, which one of those teams do you reckon was the supreme team of that of those dynasties?
Yeah, a really good debate to have. I certainly grew up watching, and I was pretty young at the time, but grew up watching Brisbane and their amazing sort of start to the 2000s. just the dominance around the midfield. Probably I don't think they ended up on top of the ladder in any of those years where they won the flag, which is quite interesting. Albeit, you know, still played magnificent football at the right time of the year. Hawthorn is probably the pick for me. We played them, obviously, a lot of times in big games and big moments. And I just, again, I probably didn't think they were always the best team that year in the home and away season, but just found a way during the finals to lift and inspire each other and, freaking Geelong out of it. Gee, they were a very, very, very good team.
All right, and this one's going to be a little bit harder. So I want you to take the great Gary Ablett Jr. out of it and nominate, now that you've retired, the next best Geelong player that you played with. Scarlett, Bartell, Selwood, Enright, Stevie J, anyone else you want to throw in there?
Oh, mate, that's like trying to pick your favourite sister or brother. That's not an easy one.
Well, I know the answer.
Look, being biased and a defender at heart, and probably because I learnt so much off this guy, Matty Scarlett, for me, he's a champion. Really, really, you know, lucky to have someone like that standing next to me most games, and I certainly benefit a lot from his tuition and ability. So, unfortunately, sorry, Jim, but I'm going to have to pick Scarlett by the width of a cigarette paper.
No, I'd pick Scarlett as well. Harold, you wrote an interesting article for the AFLPA, a letter to your younger self. Firstly, what made you write the letter and what are you trying to tell people through it?
Yeah, sort of a bit of a thing that the AFLPA have been trying to do. It was funny, I actually wrote it a little while ago, so I didn't write it, straight after I retired. Actually, it was something I'd done a little bit earlier and sort of adjusted a little bit when they asked me to do it, but it was something for me, self-reflection type piece that I would do quite often throughout my career as a way to learn, way to improve, and a way just to keep check of how I've been going. And, you know, probably the main message for others out there is just how important it is to tap into that every now and again. Just tap into yourself and your mind and how you're going. Instead of maybe spending that extra 10 minutes on the phone, take 10 minutes to ask yourself how your day's been, how's your wife, how's your partner, how's your kids. Just spending a little bit of time asking yourself some important questions. That was sort of, I guess, the premise of it, how important that is.
And, Harry, some very sad news during the week, the passing of Frank Costa, no doubt a man who had a lot of influence on you and Geelong community. If you could just give us your thoughts there.
Yeah, so very, very fortunate when I went over recently to watch the Geelong North game. I caught up with Frank, with Glenn Harvey, another very, very significant figure in Geelong's history. We spent about an hour with him, and this was only, not that long ago at a well. And the first thing he said when I asked him how he's doing, he said he was getting better every day. And that sort of summed up his mentality. He's just an absolute fighter. You know, loved family, loved his friends, loved fruit, and he loved the football club. In no particular order, all those things meant so much to him. So it is a very, very sad loss, not only to the football club, but his family and the Geelong community. And I dare say the football club wouldn't be where it is today without the significant influence he's had from a financial point of view and from a leadership point of view.
And Harry, before you leave us, are you giving the Cats a serious chance tonight?
Yeah, it's interesting. Both teams probably missing a few, obviously, key personnel, but it comes down to system and process so often in footy, regardless of who's out there. And I think it's going to be an absolute beauty. Can't wait to sit back and watch some of these games. Get me pretty excited as a player, certainly a bit nervous as a spectator. But Geelong have got a few things that they need to improve on. I dare say Richmond would be the same. They know each other well. I think you're going to have a great call and it should be a ripper.
Harry, so we heard you just say their system and process, and we heard earlier during the week that Chris Scott said you got to try and crack the code. We're all trying to crack the code of Richmond. You could suggest one thing to Chris Scott. What would you say about trying to crack this code of Richmond? What are you going to do, number one thing to do to try and beat them?
Yeah, so for me, it's being able to absorb their sort of frontal pressure. I think the game plan that they play is pretty predictable. Certainly the players that I played on. So Tom Lynch, Rewalt, those bigger forwards, if you sit and watch enough vision behind the goals, they're very, very good at what they do. But what they do is pretty clear from a trend and a pattern running point of view. Again, I think Scotty mentioned it. It's one thing to know it, but it's certainly difficult to stop it. But trying to absorb that frontal pressure, that tap-on style, that keep-the-ball-alive style that they are very, very good at. And if you can sort of somehow do that, maybe turn it back the other way,
you're going to have a pretty good chance to beat them. Although the defence is very, very good, if you put all defences under enough pressure, you're a chance to win. So that would probably be my advice. And I'm sure they've spent a lot of time, you know, not this week, but all pre-season trying to plan to beat Richmond.
Well, we'll be watching with great interest tonight, and I'm sure you will too, Harry. And as we say farewell, we wish you well on the comeback trail, because it's a big thing to do at 34, approaching 35 years of age.
No, thanks, guys. Thanks very much for your love and support. I'm certainly going to need it as I keep getting a bit older.
Good on you, Harry. Thanks very much for joining us.